When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without further delay. Without further delay. Your guru. Sorry. Your guide to a better life through real estate investing. Through real estate investing. Matt Terrio. Matt Terrio.
Hello and greetings from the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. This is episode number 42. And this is the podcast that'll show you how to build wealth through creative real estate investing. So you'll have the option to realistically retire in the next 10 years. Or less, much less preferably, and enjoy the good life while you're still young enough to do so. My name is Matt Terrio. I'm an author, full-time real estate investor, and I'm a family man. And if this is your first time listening to this show, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Now, you're going to want to do two things. First, I want you to go back and listen to episode one for the ground rules of the show. And two, download the free real estate investing course. It's a free real estate investing course, no strings attached, that I created just for you. It's called How to Do Deals, No Money Required. And you can get that at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's a step-by-step course of where I unveil the mystery around doing deals with no money or credit. You see, up to this point in my investing career, I've implemented 12 different strategies of investing in real estate using none to very little of my own money. And I've yet to use 1 point of my own credit score either. And inside this free course, I give you the first two strategies, of which are the easiest two, and they are the two that can generate really the quickest success for you. And you can get them for free at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Alrighty. So, great to be back. You know, I seem to have said that quite a bit this year. My podcast posting has been intermittent, to say the least. And, you know, there are many of you that have sent me emails making that perfectly clear, like I didn't know, but thank you for making that clear to me. And some of you are even a little upset that I haven't been podcasting consistently. And I mean, one of you even called me an amateur, of which I got a little bit of a chuckle out of. So my apologies to you. I committed to a couple times this year to publish more consistently. I made that declaration earlier, but those commitments have, you know, obviously been a little short-lived, and I'm going to do better. I promise. But you see, I am an amateur podcaster. I make no income from this podcast. You get this information for free. And I guess that would technically classify me as an amateur, right? I mean, an amateur podcaster. However, I am a professional real estate investor. I still invest full-time. You see, when I started this podcast, my life was essentially, it was on cruise control. I mean, to be honest with you, it was on cruise control with my passive income. I had escaped the rat race, and I did so rather quickly. I mean, in just a few years. And, you know, actually, and from there, I had a desire, really, to help others do the same. Because people noticed that I didn't do a whole lot with my days, they were curious. They were interested. Like, how did you do that? So I just kind of naturally developed this desire of helping others do the same. I had a lot of fun doing it. So I started this podcast, and from the correspondence that I receive, it appears that I'm helping a lot of you do that. So those of you that have kept me up to date with your progress, thank you so much. I mean, it makes all of this so worth it. Now, as I've been, you know, sharing with you over the last several episodes, our Memphis turnkey operation, it's moving along really, really well. I mean, enough so that these last 6 months have probably been my most fruitful months of real estate investing ever. I mean, these last 6 months have just been awesome. And so thank you for those of you that have participated in it. And thank you in advance for those of you that might want to go check it out. And, you know, but I'm really bringing that up because I want to share a bit of that with you. Yeah, you see, I started this turnkey operation, Cashflow Savvy, for really three reasons. First, I wanted to help burgeoning real estate investors, beginning real estate investors, fledgling real estate investors, just help them get their feet wet and get their first transaction under their belt and help them along the way so that the second transaction wouldn't be so unfamiliar, wouldn't be so scary. I wanted to just help them launch their portfolio, so to speak. I wanted them to get a quick start. So it's really just an ancillary business or an ancillary benefit to the Epic Pro Academy. And the second reason was to help busy professionals build a real estate portfolio in their spare time so they eventually don't have to work so hard. I mean, they're busy and they're just busy, busy, busy. They don't have time to invest in real estate. So I started it so that I'll do it for you. Okay. If you don't have the time, but you still want it, I can go ahead and I can do it for you. And to move them along the road to financial independence at a greater rate of speed. Now, the third reason is, well, the third reason, late last year, I had my very first real estate deal go bad. Or let me put it this way. I had my very first real estate deal that did not meet expectations. They never really go bad. I mean, either you're making money or you're getting an education. It's one or the other. And both of those are good things. So you're making money or you're getting an education. There are no failures. There are no bad deals. You're always getting something positive out of it. And, you know, it's just that sometimes that education that you get from those types of deals, it costs a little bit more than you probably really wanted to pay. And to make things a little worse, I actually paid for that education on this transaction with a private loan, if you catch my drift there. So not only did it cost me with somebody else's money. And that private loan had a balloon payment attached to it, of which came up and it bit me on the butt. I didn't have the money to pay the loan back when it was due. All right, so before I go further, I just want you to know that I'm trusting you with this information. I'm letting you into my inner circle of trust. This is just between you and me, okay? Fair? And keep it between you and me. You know, what happens here stays here, agreed? All right, so remember a while back, several episodes ago, I was sharing with you how to raise private money. It's a big question that a lot of people have, like, how do I get started if I don't have any money? So I got started with private money, and so I shared that on an episode a while back, how to raise private money, and I laid down some of the rules for borrowing private money that you are absolutely not allowed to break. Under no circumstances are you allowed to break these rules, for if you do, private money will quickly no longer be a tool in your toolbox. Off the top of my head, I can't remember which episode number that was, but go back and listen to it. Go look for it. It'll be worth it. It's a great one. It's a great episode. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. I mean, one of those rules was, say what you're going to do and do what you say. Keep your word, in a sense. That's one of the rules that you just cannot break inside of this business. I say that all the time. And it's really one of the true keys or secrets, if you will, to success, overall success, regardless of the field or the endeavor. But in this circumstance, it can be translated into always pay your private money people back when you said you're going to pay them back. That's the rule with private money. Always pay your private money people back when you said you're going to pay them back and do it by any means necessary. Borrow that from the great Malcolm X, by any means necessary. So when this particular deal last year failed to meet my expectations, and I put that in quotes, it failed to meet my expectations, and that private money balloon payment came due, I knew I had to find a way to pay it. Even if it meant to the detriment of my own well-being, I had to find a way to pay it. So after exhausting all of my options, I had to refinance a building that I own in Los Angeles. I had to pull my money out of that building to pay my private loan off. It was an uncomfortable situation. I didn't want to do it. But remember, by any means necessary. And the reason that I had to go there is because another one of the rules of private money is you take your problems or your challenges to your private money lender only as a last resort. That's another rule. Don't bother them with your problems and challenges. It's only a last resort that you would ever do that. Don't take your problems to the private money lender. They don't need to know your business. Your problem, not their problem. Okay? All they need is to get their money back when you said you're going to pay it back. So I initiated the refinance process, and after it was underway, I learned that it would not be complete until after my balloon payment was due. Now, based on our private money rules, that's unacceptable. That means it's going to be late, right? That means that I would be breaking my word. So to honor my word and keep my word and to fulfill on that obligation, I took out a hard money loan from a private source, from another private source, a very expensive loan, by the way. And as that was all based on my refinance. I used the refinance essentially as collateral. I mean, in a nutshell, I got an advance on my refinance from a third party so I could pay off this balloon payment. And that stung a bit, but I was able to make my balloon payment. But now I've got a new balloon payment that's due with this third party in 90 days. And that was just about the time I was going to need to complete my refinance. So even that was cutting it really close. But I felt comfortable about the whole thing. And unfortunately, about 60 days later, the answer came back on my refi. And it was declined. No real great reason. It doesn't really matter why, but it was declined. I mean, I guess it's just the nature of the lending environment these days. And, you know, my heart, it dropped right through my stomach. I mean, I had 30 days to come up with a six-figure balloon payment. 30 days to come up with six figures. Now, here's another rule about keeping your word. As soon as, and I mean as soon as you know that there is no way that you'll be able to keep your word, I mean, not just when things get a little rough or uncomfortable, but when you know that keeping your word will be impossible, that is when you do get into communication with the impacted party and let them know. Okay? You want to take your issues to your private lender as a last resort, but when you've exhausted all possibilities and all of your resources and you've gone out and you've tried some crazy things to do it, once you know that none of those are going to work, you want to let your private money lender know as soon as you know that you won't be able to keep your word. Okay? I informed them of the details and I asked them for a 90-day extension on the loan. And I made a repromise. I repromised to pay the loan back 90 days later. So they were okay with it, fortunately. And you know why they're okay with it, though? Because I explained the situation in detail way before the money was actually due. Most people, and, you know, I can darn near say all people, you know, it's just natural that they'll wait until the very last minute to share the bad news. And I'm just here to let you know, don't do that. As soon as you know you won't be able to keep your word, get into communication and repromise as to when you'll be able to actually come through. And this doesn't count just for borrowing private money, by the way. I mean, this counts for really every aspect of your wife, Freudian slip, every aspect of your life. Even your wife will really appreciate that is where I was going with that. But it also works in business. I mean, for example, if you're running late for an appointment, let the person know. The person that's there waiting for you. If you're running late for that appointment, the person that's waiting for you, let them know. Let them know the very second that you know that you'll be late. Don't wait until 1 minute, you know, before you're supposed to be there to send your text message. Hey, I'm stuck in traffic and I'll be 15 minutes late. So inconsiderate. I mean, you likely knew an hour ago you're going to be late. I mean, be honest with yourself. You got to be straight with other people and you got to be straight with yourself too. So really, I mean, if you really dig down in your own private little world, you knew you were going to be late an hour ago. At least you knew you're going to be late much longer ago than just a minute before you're supposed to be there. And that's when you should have sent your text message, when you knew that you're going to be late. Does that make sense? I mean, do this in your personal life. Do this in your professional life. Both. It works in every aspect of just natural interactions with human beings. It shows respect and it shows honor to your word. Called courtesy. It's honesty. It's transparency. It's integrity. Integrity really is what makes life work, especially when you have to break your word and re-promise. Okay? Okay, I got a little off track there. But not really. I mean, that's an invaluable lesson and a rule you should follow inside of your investing business. People like to do business with people of integrity. People like to give referrals and pass on deals to people of integrity. People like to loan their money to people of integrity. And that right there brings us back to what I was talking about. I know I could do it. I know I could bring it back around. But really, people like to loan their money to people of integrity. So here I am. I let my private money lender know that I needed another 90 days. And I let them know 30 days before my balloon payment was due. So I have now 120 days. The 90 days plus the 30 days, I've got this 120 days to come up with an extra six figures. And I'm going to admit, I'm human. I was nervous. I was scared. I wasn't about to borrow more money to pay this back. if I did, that would start looking like a Ponzi scheme, and I'm certainly not going to jail. I wasn't about to borrow from another investor to pay back this investor. I had to face the music, and I had to suck it up. I had to get to work, and I only had 120 days to do it. So basically, I had to come out of my passive income retirement and do what I know how to do best. Go find deals and match them up with buyers. And that's how I got out of the rat race, and that's how I plan to get out of this jam. And, you know, Cashflow Savvy was already up and running. It was just a little side gig at the time. But now I had to make it my primary gig if this is what I was going to use to get out of my little bind, my problem. Now, at this time, it was earlier this year, right around January, February, I had just purchased a few single families and a multifamily in Memphis. And while conducting these transactions, I was able to put together a really hot team, a really, really sharp team. I mean, they are on it. So I called a meeting with my team. I pulled everyone together and essentially said, hey, you know what you just did for me? I mean, you went out and you found me some deals, you rehabbed them for me, and you put tenants in them for me in less than 30 days, and now these assets are performing, and you know how you did that for me? And they were like, yeah. I said, okay, I have a small network of friends, family, and associates back in California, and many of them are watching what I'm doing with my investing, and they want to get into the game also. Do you think you could do what you did for me? Could you do that about 20 more times in the next 120 days? Because that was kind of the math I did in my head of what I would need to do to pay back this private money loan. So can you do this 20 more times for me in the next 120 days? And they're like, sure, we think so. Shouldn't be a problem. So from that point, it was full steam ahead. I had been thinking about this for a while. I mean, I knew there was a demand for this service outside of the academy, but I was really having just too much fun enjoying my passive income, doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I didn't want to create too much additional work for myself, so I never took it outside of the academy. But this issue of the balloon payment due in the next 120 days, it pushed my little turnkey investing operation from just a way to make a few extra bucks into a full-fledged business. So I began. I made the announcement to my network, and then I got to work. And here we are today, 6 months later. All loans have been paid back, and now I'm left with this thriving business. I'm not left with it. I have it. I get to work this thriving business, this thriving turnkey real estate investing business. So that's what I've been doing, and that's what I've been up to, and that's where I've been, and that's why you haven't heard from me in a while. I was working. I was investing. I was working the business. I was sweating, and you know, just this past week, I actually got back from Columbus, Ohio. I did a little bit of traveling looking for a new market, and that's exactly what we're doing. Cashflow Savvy is now expanding. It's grown so much, and it's established itself in Memphis, and we're looking for an additional market, not in replace of, in addition to, and it's Columbus, Ohio. I love that place. I just opened up that market. The numbers are in Columbus are just as good and even better in some situations, and a little bit lower point of entry as well. It's going to be a lot easier for people to get in the game that, you know, might be kept out of other parts of the country where the barrier to entry is a little bit higher. And Columbus, not so much. For now, right now, this opportunity exists, and we're going to take advantage of it, and we're going to bring that to our clients. So I'm super excited about this expansion. I mean, Memphis is still working very well for me and my clients, and we're not leaving there by any means, but I see amazing opportunity in the Columbus market. I've put a complete team together there, an acquisition team, a rehab team, and a top-notch management team, and we're ready to rock. In fact, I documented the entire process, the process of assembling a power team, and I just created a new course out of it, the Epic Team Builder. Maybe some of you have already received an email on that. I just made a quick announcement last week. But Epic Team Builder, I created this course to walk you through the exact steps that I took to build a brand new team in a brand new market. And right now, I'm creating a bonus lesson also inside of that course to show you how to leverage your team to create an additional stream of income for yourself. That's essentially what I did in Memphis. I had this team there that was building my own real estate portfolio, and I just leveraged them to help them build other people's real estate portfolios also. I just kind of put myself in the middle and managed that process. So I'm not going to stop there. I mean, I'll continue to offer my street tips and everything about building the team, because I really think your team is what it will contribute to your long-term success. It really will. I mean, you can't do everything all by yourself anyway. Many of you that have done a couple of transactions, you realize that. So it's time to really focus on doing what you do best and delegating the rest. And you do that by building a really hot and awesome team. And inside of the Epic Team Builder, I walk you through that step by step. And I also am adding a bonus lesson, and I'll continue to add little tips here and there of how you can create additional streams of income from your team as well. So they'll help you build your team, they'll help you build your portfolio, and then you can use them to help them build other people's portfolio as well. All right. Now, so I'm going to stop there. If you want more information on what we're doing in Memphis and Columbus, go to cashflowsavvy.com, cashflowsavvy.com, and you can get some more information on that and download one of our investor packages. And if you want some more information on my new course, just go to epicteambuilder.com, epicteambuilder.com. All right. So that's where I've been, and that's what I've been doing. And I wanted to share it with you as it's a real world story in the current market, in the current economy. There are just so many variables at play in real estate. You just can't possibly address and teach every possible scenario. So when something like that happens in my real world of investing, I'm going to share it with you because it's reality. Okay. It's the real world. I mean, that's how the ish goes down in the real world. Now, there are some lessons inside of today's episode that I want you to get. First, once you find your first private money lender, I want you to follow the private money rules. You got to honor your word. You got to say what you're going to do and do what you say. You got to pay them back what you owe them when you said you're going to pay them back by any means necessary. And asking for an extension or even sharing your challenges with your private lender are absolute last resorts. And in the event that you have to bring them in on your situation, that you actually get to the point where, you know, you're not finding another solution and you've exhausted all possibilities and you know without a doubt that you will not be able to keep your word. I mean, the very second that you're for sure that you know you'll have to break your word, that's the time to get into communication. It's the time to be straight with your communication. Honesty and transparency, it's really the new way of doing business. Sounds kind of crazy that it's the new way. I mean, it's always been the best way, but sadly, it is the new way. I mean, that other way of doing business, there's no future in it. Might work a couple times, but there's no future in it. And it appears that most in all aspects of business in many different industries are starting to realize that honesty and transparency, the best way, and it really is the best way to do business. Always has been. Just more people are adopting it right now. And if you operate your business that way with honesty and transparency, you'll never, ever be at a loss for private money again. You'll never be at loss for private money again. Keeping your word and being straight with your communication, it's your unfair advantage in this business. It's your unfair advantage because so few people operate this way. And I mean, there are a lot of good-hearted people with the greatest of intentions in this business. But for a multitude of reasons, you know, they have trouble keeping their word. I mean, they've got a ton of reasons and excuses, and they're scared to even have those direct conversations. They're afraid to call the person when they actually know that they're probably going to break their word because they think there might be a chance, or they just want to kind of put off that pain till later. I mean, they're just not straight in their communication with their team. They're not straight in their communication with their business partners, with their private money lenders. And because they aren't, the business is so much more difficult for them. It's so much more difficult for them. I mean, there are humongous, ginormous rewards for those that conduct their business with integrity. And here's what I mean. Okay. Here's another real world example. Let me tell you what happened. As soon as I paid off that balloon payment, the lender gave it right back to me. They gave the money back to me to put it back to work for them. I almost felt like I sweated over this whole thing for nothing, but I didn't. I gave them the money back. They gave it right back to me to put it back to work for them. And not only did they give me the money right back, they gave me even more money. They gave me additional funds. And they wanted their money to be placed with someone who operated with integrity, with someone who performs, with someone who keeps their word. And not only did they give me more money, they gave me a referral of a friend who also gave me money to put their money to work. And that right there, that's exactly how it works in the real world. That's exactly how it works. I mean, if you're having issues finding private money and you got all these people that around you, or you don't have anybody, all you need to do is find one. Just find one private money lender. Start small if you have to. Most of the cases you probably will if you don't have a track record. But start small and just perform. Keep your word. Here's the thing I've come to notice and recognize is that people with money, they know other people with money. So just start with one. Don't think you have to have 20 private money lenders out there before you can ever take that first move. You just start with one and perform. And that whole world will open up for you. I promise you, that's exactly how it works in the real world. Do right by your team, all members of your team, your private money sources. I mean, they're a part of your team. Do right by all, and the resources to continually elevate your business, they're just going to come to you. I mean, do it first because it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's how people should interact with other people. And second, the ancillary benefit is more business for you. All right. Now, another part of today's episode I want to draw your attention to was real estate investing. It's a skill. And I've said that many times before, and I'll keep saying it. It's a skill. And the more you do it, the better you get. And the better you get, the more you learn. And what's so cool about that dynamic is that your knowledge seems to compound exponentially, very much like compound interest. The same happens with your actions. The same happens with your knowledge. And what's great about knowledge is once you have it, no one can ever take it away from you. Now, what you choose to do with it, that's entirely up to you. But no one can ever take it away from you. And because I've developed this knowledge of which through massive repetition, I've honed an invaluable skill, a skill of which our society pays very well. They hold that skill in high regard, and they will pay very well to access that skill, whether it's a skill that they're going to develop for themselves, or it's a skill that they're leasing or purchasing or borrowing or leveraging from someone else. They pay very well. And, you know, I have that skill, and I can essentially turn it on and off at will. And I go do deals anytime that I want. I mean, it really is easy to do. But you got to put the repetition and the work in first to develop the skill. When you do, it becomes very easy to make money. Now, let me clarify. The business doesn't change, okay? The business doesn't get any easier. I've got all the same frustrations and challenges as everybody else. The business doesn't get any easier. It's through the skill that you've developed that you get better. Do you get that? There's a distinction there. The business doesn't get any easier. It's you that gets better. That's where your focus should be, developing the skill and getting better. The business doesn't get any easier. It's you that gets better. And because you get better, achieving results comes easier. Because you get better, achieving results comes easier. Hopefully that makes sense to you. The business doesn't get any easier until you get better. And you get better through taking action and massive repetition. And once you have that skill, you too, you can turn it off and on anytime that you want. Just like I was able to do this year, this last 6 months, when I had an urgent need to generate some fast money and a large amount of money at that. And, you know, none of this, I'm not sharing this with you to brag, by no means, but rather to give you a real life example, a real life current example in today's market of the realities of real estate investing when you commit to your education, commit to taking consistent and persistent action on that education, and essentially operating by the golden rule: do to others as you'd want done to you. I mean, you can darn near print money once you've got that in place. It takes time, though, okay? It's not get rich quick. Well, actually, it is get rich quick. It's just not get rich easy. It takes some time, but it doesn't take a lot of time for this to happen for you. You know, as fast as you want to experience that massive action, that massive repetition of that action, that's entirely up to you on how fast you experience that. And that's going to get you to that point of skill. So for the many of you that are just getting started, or have been trying to get started for a while, or maybe restart, hang in there, okay? Hang in there. Honoring your word is your unfair advantage, and your financial education is your unfair advantage. And consistent and persistent action is your unfair advantage. They're your unfair advantages because honoring your word, if you do that, you're different than everyone else. That's how it's your advantage. If you commit to your financial education and how to control your own finances and your own financial future, nobody else does that. Very few do that. That's how it's your unfair advantage. And consistent and persistent action over time, that's your unfair advantage. It's your unfair advantage because everyone else quits. Everyone tries a little bit and then quits. It's your unfair advantage because no one else is going to do it, or very few people are going to do it. The minority, for sure. All right, so I hope you got a lot out of this episode because there are some real gems in there. I mean, stuff that not too many people would impart. I mean, this is the stuff that is going to make or break your business, the stuff that will really help you get to where you want to get. Now, I admit, it lacks sex appeal, though, you know? I mean, meaning there's nothing really attractive about honoring your word and working hard. I mean, that lacks sex appeal. There's nothing attractive about that. It lacks it in the sense that honoring your word, keeping your word, and working hard doesn't sell a lot of books. It doesn't sell a lot of seminars and doesn't sell a lot of coaching programs. So you don't hear about it frequently. But it's this type of action that, or this type of information and taking action on this information that produces real, long-lasting success. That's what does it. And, you know, I was reading on a real estate investing social networking site the other day. It was actually a forum discussion. And the forum discussion was about me. Someone, one of my subscribers brought it to my attention. And the girl that had started the post spoke very highly of me on this forum. And she spoke very highly of me and this show. I mean, it almost sounded like an infomercial. It almost sounded like a plant. But anyway, it wasn't. Thank you for the nice words. Thank you very much. You know who you are. But someone responded to her post about me. Their response really caused me to stop and think. And I don't remember the exact words they wrote, but it was something to the effect that I've listened to Matt's show and it's very good, but it makes me wonder what the catch is. Where's the catch? Why would anyone give away so much and ask for nothing in return? And, you know, perhaps some of you have thought the same at some point, or maybe you're thinking it right now. I don't know. Well, regardless, if you've thought about it or not, here's the answer. You know, it's just not cool. It's not cool to know something that would help someone else and not let them in on it. I mean, not even, it's just not cool to see someone that's struggling and you have the answer and not volunteer that information. Not cool. I mean, I am blessed. God has blessed me with more than I need. So I share it with you. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, through this podcast, I want you to do business with me. I want you to join the Epic Pro Academy. I want you to go to cashflowsavvy.com. I want you to go there and allow me to help you build your cash flow portfolio. I want you to inquire about one-on-one coaching with me. I do want that. And every once in a while, I invite you to do that. I try to do that at a bare minimum on this show. But every once in a while, I invite you to come do that with me, any of those services. But it's by no means a condition for you to continue listening and learning from this amateur podcast. Okay, I want you to have this information. Information that will make a difference for you whether you ever do business with me or not. Cool? So there's the answer. There is no catch. So I guess we're almost done here. I'm happy to say that I'm back for a while. I'm not traveling anywhere through the holidays. You can expect a more consistent schedule from me for a while. And I'll keep bringing the heat the best that I know how. And speaking of which, you might notice a bit of shift in the show in the future. At least I hope you do. And here's what I mean. I mean, I listened to a bunch of different podcasts to increase my own education. And I was listening to a really awesome show the other day. It's called I Love Marketing. It's not about real estate marketing, but it's about marketing in general. And these guys are really great. I've never heard of them prior to this podcast. I have no idea who they are. But based on their episodes and their guest list, and after I've listened to several of the episodes, they're obviously some real bigwigs in the industry. I mean, they have an A-list guest list. And did I say that right? They have A-list guests on their show talking about marketing. And darn near, I learn a life-changer tip every single time that I listen. Anyway, a few episodes ago, they had on a gentleman, I believe his name was Mark Thompson, who just released a book called Admired, 21 Ways to Double Your Value. admired, 21 Days to Double Your Value. I picked it up right away, but I haven't begun to read it yet. I'm going to read that over the holidays. That's the intent. And I don't know Mark's exact affiliation with Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin, but he works very close with Sir Branson. And one of the topics of discussion on this episode was, Mark had asked, he'd asked a question in the conversation. How would your business change if you were only compensated when your clients achieved a result? Meaning if I'm teaching real estate investing, this is how I received it. If I'm teaching real estate investing, I would only get paid when my students successfully closed a deal. Meaning I only get paid when you close a deal. And that one question, how would your business change if you're only compensated when your clients achieved a result? How would your business change? And that question has really sent me off into a new and deeper thought area of what type of content and how I should be delivering that content to you. Because, I mean, from the get-go of the show, I've prided myself on informing you on the realities of this business, holding nothing back. I mean, my whole mission was to lift the veil on the business so you could see how it really works, so you could see how tough this business can be. And seriously, this business in the beginning, especially, it's going to cost you more money than you want to spend, and it's going to take more work than you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. It absolutely is worth it. And that has really been the foundation of this show from the beginning. But this question, I started to think about what I've done up to this point and what information I've shared with you and how I've shared it with you. And I started to think that there's a possibility, maybe I've been a little bit arrogant around this this mission to be real with you and this mission to be honest and transparent. I mean, in the sense that perhaps I've been a little too much look how much I know type guy, and look how difficult it is type guy, and look what a great guy I am to tell you how this business really is, and look how cool I am by it, because I don't lie to you like all those other gurus. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm not arrogant around this, but subconsciously, I don't know, maybe. I mean, if I got a little bit of pride about that, then maybe there is some arrogance intertwined in there as well. I mean, it's certainly something that I'm open to looking at. And I have been for a few weeks since listening to that one podcast and mulling over that question, how would your business change if you were only compensated when your clients achieved a result? So I don't know how my content and this show is going to change, but there is a new mindset behind what I do. My intent is no longer to just inform you about the realities of real estate investing just for the sake of informing you. That doesn't really make a difference for you. And that could essentially be translated that our time is wasted here if it's not making a difference for you. Hey, you might walk away with some more information, you might be a little smarter, but does it really make a difference for you? So my new intent is to inform you about the realities of real estate investing, as I have been. So I'll inform you about the realities of the real world of real estate investing with the intent, though, that the information actually makes a difference in your results. So I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to continue to be honest and transparent, and I'm going to share with you real life stories and bring on the best guests and that I can, but just to do it with a different intent behind it. The intent is not just to inform you. The intent is to inform you in a way that the information that I deliver makes a difference in your results, not just for the sake of information, but for the sake of you getting results in your own real estate investing. So that's my new mindset. And it's this mindset that has ignited new inspiration and really new passion around doing this podcast. And, you know, all that to say, I'm not totally clear on how it's going to look from this point forward, but I want you to know that the intent has changed. And I hope you do notice a shift. And I hope you get more out of this show in the form of results, not just being smarter and wiser. So that's my new direction, effective immediately as of right now. And like I said, I don't know exactly how that's going to look, but my first idea is to interview many of my coaching clients on their experience and what their perceptions of how this business works now and what they've gotten out of their actions. And I'm not going to pull any punches with this either. I'm not going to only share the good stories with you. I mean, many of my clients have achieved exceptional results, some so-so results, and some no results at all. And I'm going to interview as many as I can so that you hear about it from every angle. I mean, I even had one guy asked for his money back halfway through the coaching program. And he's not too happy with me right now, but if he'll cooperate, I'd like to get him on the show too. I'm certainly going to extend the invitation. And I want to explore it, like what didn't work for him, why didn't it work for him, and what got him to a place where why he wanted his money back. Where did he feel slighted or cheated? Somehow he did. I have another gentleman that from my opinion, I didn't think he needed a whole lot of coaching. I didn't think he needed it too much because, you know, he's moving along in his event investing on a part-time basis, but very steadily. And it really, you know, his progress, he's really not that far behind me in what I'm doing. In fact, I learned quite a bit from him during some of our coaching sessions. So I want you to hear it from every angle. And over the holidays, I'll be conducting these interviews and posting them up as soon as possible. So look out for that. That's the first idea I've had in response to how would your business change if you were only compensated when your clients achieved a result. And I'm going to continue to come up with other ideas. I'm not sure what they'll be yet. Haven't got them yet. But if you have an idea, send it to me. Send it to me at matt@epicprofessionals.com. Matt@epicprofessionals.com. Fair? All right. So that's it for today. I actually intended to cover level 2 evaluation, but obviously we've run out of time. We've gone a little bit over, and I want to make sure that I do cover everything. So I'm going to make sure that I go over it all, and we just have one episode that's directly committed to that. And I want to make sure that you don't miss anything that could cost you some money or cost you an opportunity. So I'll continue from last episode on the next episode, and we'll go into level 2 evaluation. And I'm actually going to record it right now. So I make sure that I keep my word on that. I'm going to record that right now, right after this episode, and then I'll release it to you in just a few days. Sound good? Cool. All right. So until next time, as a very wise person once said, do business so that when your children think of fairness, caring, and integrity, they think of you. To your success, I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
Thank you for spending this time with Matt Theriault and the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. When you have a moment, stop by iTunes to leave your comments and let us know what you think of the show. And if you haven't done so already, get started investing today by visiting freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. To access Matt's free course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. Until next time. To your success.
To your success. To your success. To your success.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.